College Baseball World Series on the team.
And with us right now, the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. His team, the champions of the Midwest District, coming to Grand Junction. Wabash Valley, Illinois coach Aaron Biddle joins us. Aaron, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
No problem. Appreciate you guys having me.
Hey, look, Midwest District's always tough. Iowa Western, your ball club. But you get that win against South Suburban 15-1 in the championship game. So, you know, third-ranked team in the nation in Division I JUCO baseball coming to Grand Junction. And you know the lay of the land. This is what I believe your eighth season as a coach at Wabash. Of course, your first as the head coach with Rob Fournier joining former Iowa Western coach Mark Reardon at Western Kentucky. But still, you guys, you've sampled this. You know what it's like. And so yeah, it gives you a little leg up knowing what it's like to play in Grand Junction.
Yeah, I definitely think so. You know, just having that experience and knowing how things run out there and the way the ballpark plays and the way the air is and the ball carries and all of those things, it definitely helps.
I know we talked yesterday, and you talked to Rob Fournier pretty much on a daily basis. What's been Rob's reaction to you getting the ball club to Grand Junction?
He was so excited. He called me on the way home from Indian Hills on Friday and told me how proud of us he was and how happy he was for us.
Well, let's talk about this year's ball club. As I mentioned, third ranked in the nation. And batting average wise, you guys always have a really potent lineup, hitting .354 this season. Nicholas Williams has had a sensational season for you. 87 RBIs to lead your team, 13 home runs. It's been a special season for him.
Yeah, you know, he's an incredible player, really good hitter. He's a guy that we've been able to move all over the place. He's played first base for us. He's played second. He's played mostly left field. But just a versatile player that can do a lot of different things. Hits for some power, can steal some bases, plays good defense. Just a really good all-around baseball player.
And then Jorge Rodriguez hitting .366, 54 RBIs, 8 home runs on the season. He's third as far as your as far as RBIs go. But Jorge's had a really good season in your lineup as well.
He has. You know, he's caught. He's another guy. He's done a little bit of everything. He's caught. He's played first base. He's DH'd. And just a good, solid bat in the middle of the order. Driving runs. Always seems to come up with a clutch hit.
You know, on the season, 151 stolen bases. And I haven't seen the pronunciations yet, but Richard Bonomolo? How do you pronounce Richard's? Did I get that right?
Yep, you got it right.
All right, what do you know? Blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. .452 batting average for Richard. 55 RBI, second best on the team, 7 home runs. But he's stolen 43 bases this season. That's just eye-popping.
You know, he's a really good runner. Does a great job getting really good jumps. Knows how to read pitchers. Really good at timing them up. And, you know, when you got plus speed and you know what you're doing on the bases, it gives you a chance to steal some.
We're talking with Coach Aaron Biddle. He is the coach of Wabash Valley, Illinois. The Warriors coming to Grand Junction again for the Junior College World Series after winning the Midwest District. We've talked about your offense a lot, Aaron. Pitching-wise, you got a good lineup this year in terms of your rotation and bullpen. An ERA of 3.53 so far this season. Jacob Frost has really led the way in terms of wins. He's got 9 wins, actually. Angel Miranda's got 9 wins for you as well. So those two guys have had really good seasons for you on the bump.
Yeah, those two guys have been outstanding. You know, anytime they're on the mound, they're strike throwers. They give us a chance to win. And, you know, really the big key to the pitching staff has been the bullpen on the backside. You know, we get good starts out of Frost and Miranda, and then we've got, Medert and Langevin and Leverton and DeGracia have been absolute nails out of the bullpen for us this year. You know, no way we'd be where we're at without those guys.
Aaron Biddle's the coach of the Wabash Valley, Illinois Warriors, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And, you know, Aaron, when you look at this ball club coming to Grand Junction back-to-back years, first time it's ever happened in the Wabash program. Last year took fourth in the series. But this is the fourth trip to the World Series in school history. I mean, it's part of continuing what Rob has built there, but that expectation of this program getting to Grand Junction and playing in Memorial Day weekend for a championship, that's now becoming kind of an expectation, isn't it, for this program?
You know, it really is. And it's so hard to get there, but, you know, that's the goal every year. It's become what we strive for and what we're all about. You know, just grinding through every day to try to get a chance to play for a national championship in Grand Junction, Colorado.
This year, there's going to be instant replay. You'll have two challenges. I know they're going to talk about that quite a bit when they meet with the coaches Friday night before the banquet. But just your thoughts about that, because that could be now a new situation that could turn the tide of a ball game, a fair foul call, some of those things that could be reversed.
You know, it's a game changer. There were, you know, a couple of calls last year that we go back and we look at, and it's like, man, if that could have gone the other way. And now we get a chance to go back and look at those calls and, you know, hopefully get them right. You know, it can change the complexity of a baseball game real quick.
And this is something that the umpires have initiated, that that they feel like this is something that would be a benefit for them to get it right. And so I think that's great that they have taken the onus on this to make this happen. And Mike Sadler with the NJCAA Baseball Committee has been the guy that's been at the point of trying to at front and center of trying to get this implemented coming up for this year's Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. We're talking with Aaron Biddle. So, Aaron, I can't ask you the standard question of whose brain have you picked about coming to Grand Junction and playing. You've been here. You know what it's like. And obviously, you've been talking with Rob Fournier quite a bit, I'm sure, about your plans for as your first time as head coach. How special is it to bring the team here as a head coach for you?
You know, it's incredible. You know, I was at a loss for words, really, on Friday after we had won. You know, it's always special to get to play in a World Series, and you know, just a little bit more special this year being able to be the head coach and lead my team out there.
Well, Aaron, I know you guys are going to get on the plane, get out here soon, but have a safe trip and look forward to seeing you out here in Grand Junction for the series this week.